Sorry that we're running so late, but I think you're going to agree that it was all worth the wait. These things just don't happen overnight. The teardown, and I'll tell you that our sound crew here has really earned their money tonight, and they've done a fabulous job. Yes. Okay, well, I think just a little more fine-tuning, and we're going to be ready to kick it off again. Okay, we're bringing the lights up, and we hope after tonight that you'll all be back for Saturday and Sunday. I know a lot of you are planning on staying, right? Good. All right. Well, as I said, it has taken us 6 years to get this gentleman back, and we're awfully glad to see him on the main stage. It's high time, we say, and we want you to give a big White Springs welcome to Jim, Billy, and Trade Winds. Make them welcome.
Chihantamo. Not too many Indians out there, eh? Chihantamo means how are you or how is your health? And you would answer back, Ahintho sta. No, don't call me big fat, but I mean Ahintho sta. All right, here we go. Chihantamo. Good. Don Groom's out here somewhere, is he? There he is. Don, we've been practicing for 6 years. 6 years just to get your approval on this one, okay? So hopefully everything is ready, and we're going to start in just a minute.
We are checking the levels.
And I am checking also. Tommy hin to gli hin to chi. Yours is not working. Remember the days when we used to just get up here with something and just sing out? Look at all this electricity now. Woo! Like the Indian reservation, we used to use kerosene lanterns, and that was big time. Then about 1953, somebody brought a wire over, and we touched it, and it shocked us, and put a plug on it, and we have lights now. Now we pay electricity bills. That's awful, isn't it? Are we ready? Is that about it? All right, Don Groves, I want you to listen to these guys. Are we ready? We can take off? Not yet. Do we have people out there? Sure not be shot. I thought it was just Mary Frances and my wife out here somewhere. You know, last time I was here, there used to be a lady there that used to fill that spot pretty well. Old cousin. Yeah, that's why I said cousin. She crossed over. I hope she's doing well with my other buddies. Ha ha ha. That sounds like folk life music there. Okay, Don Groom, 6 years we've been practicing, buddy. Okay, wait a minute. I'm not talking about Indians from India, darn it. Here's one called Seminole Man. Well, I was raised in a country where the sawgrass flower grows. I do a lot of fishing and I do a lot of hunting, you know. I wrestle alligators and never got caught in a swamp. And when I go to town, I dance a heck out on the Florida storm. Well, I'm a hard-driving, truck-driving, surviving Seminole man. When I play hard. When I work, I do the best that I can. And when my country called, you know I went to Nampa, my Uncle Sam. I'm just a hard-riding, truck-driving, surviving Seminole man. Well, some people call me happy, but I'm just a good old white man's child. And these bow legs come from riding gators and crocodiles. Well, you may think it's funny, but I don't give a darn. Now you say I'm just a plain old laid-back Seminole man, yeah. Well, I'm a hard-riding, truck-driving, surviving Seminole man. When I play hard. When I work, I do the best that I can. And when my country calls, you know I went to Nampa, my uncle's land. They call me hard-driving, truck-driving, surviving Seminole man. All right, somebody hit me. Colin Kinney. Well, I'm a hard-driving, truck-driving, surviving Seminole man. When I play hard. When I work, I do the best that I can. Went to war for my uncle's land. I'm just a hard-riding, truck-driving, surviving Seminole man. Well, I'm a hard-riding, truck-driving, surviving Seminole man. When I play hard. When I work, I do the best that I can. And when my country called, you know I went to Nampa, my uncle's land. I'm just a hard-riding, truck-driving, surviving Seminole man. They call me hard-riding, truck-driving, surviving Seminole man. I'm just a hard-riding, truck-driving, surviving Seminole man. Shana Beja, thank you. Seems like I'll travel across the United States someplace or across overseas, and I see some real beautiful territories out there, but there's never, remember that old movie? No Place Like Home. I live out in the Everglades, that's Big Cypress, and where is Big Cypress? That's 50 miles south of Okeechobee Lake. Take Highway 46 down to 833 down to the Seminole Indian Reservation. When you start seeing those mangy dogs, that's my home. So let me talk about swamp here. Take me back to the swamp. I go to the swamp every chance I get. I ain't never found nothing better than it. Doggone lazy, you get no way. It makes me feel good, it makes me feel great. Take me back to the swamp, let me go. Back to the swamp, and nobody goes. Take me back to the swamp, let me free my soul. Back to the swamp, and here I go. Where a tree frog cries to bring in the rain, where yellow rats, snakes, rice, birds, and sing. A girl mosquito was the one that bites. Well, ain't that funny, women all act like. Take me back to the swamp, let me go. Back to the swamp where nobody goes. Take me back to the swamp, let me free my soul. Back to the swamp, and here I go. Wildcat chases a cottontail down. Oughta got a frog and he goofs around. A diamondback run from an indigo snake. Where a black Florida bear never hibernate. Take me back to the swamp, let me go. Back to the swamp where nobody goes. Take me back to the swamp, let me free my soul. Back to the swamp, here I go. That is Michael Cole. They say he smells like a skunk and he walks like an ape. He walks around in the Everglades. Well, I don't know and I just can't say. I think it's all me, made a mistake. Take me back to the swamp, let me go. Back to the swamp and nobody goes. Take me back to the swamp, let me free my soul. Back to the swamp and here I go. Take me back to the swamp, let me go. Back to the swamp where nobody goes. Take me back to the swamp, let me free my soul. Back to the swamp and here I go. Take me back to the swamp. Oxygen. I like writing folk songs. And a great inspiration of doing that stuff is my old younger, middle, I don't know where he's at, but Don Grooms and one that crossed over one time. They made me switch over to writing songs, but to writing my own lyrics. I used to like to sing old CCR and all that stuff. But recently I came up with another one that I enjoy singing. It's got a little bit of everything in it. And remember I said, Chihantamo? Sometimes you would say, Ahinthorsta. Ahinthorsta. Means I am well or I feel good. I feel good, you know. Ahinthorsta. Chihantamo. Okay, now say Chihantamo. Ahinthorsta. Now there's another group of people down here that we all combine ourselves and we call ourselves Seminoles, but they are the Muscogee people, known as Creeks. And they would go, Stunga! And you would answer back, He's in my head, don't. Ready? Stunga! It's almost sound like you're mad or something. He's in my head, don't. And then there's another part that another group of people that we met, first group of people that we met, hola. Como está? Here we go. It's called Native Greeting Song. Hey, hey, hey. 2, 3, 4. Chiantamo. Ahinthorsta. Chiantamo. Ahinthorsta. Chiantamo. Ahinthorsta.
jungle is in my head, dog. Is in my head, dog. Stone is in my head, dog. Okay, play. Adrian Bell on the bass. Where the natives play, way down here, where the trade winds play. Hola, chi andamo, stungo, yeah. Hola, como está? Hola, como está? Hola, hola. Como está? Ci andamo? Ahi no sa. Ci andamo? Ahi no sa. Ci andamo? Ahi no. Ahi no sa.
Ahi no sa.
Yeah, sure. Somebody invited us to Mexico, and we thought we were going to really go. And something called peanuts or pesos or something went down over there, and they didn't invite us back. So we wrote the song anyway and had a good time. How'd you like that? Pretty good? All right. The Seminole Indians are here today because of one type of plant, not marijuana, folks. Sawgrass. How about that? And maybe the mangrove tree. But out in the area below the Okeechobee Lake, River of Grass. And this particular area, the white folks hadn't figured it out how to go over it yet. And they stopped where the horses couldn't go no more, and they tried to make in these little pontoons, and they still couldn't figure it out. So we survived until the white folks settled down in 1936. Sawgrass. Thank goodness for the sawgrass. But it reminds me of my woman once in a while. You know, you have to be right with around your woman. You can grab that sawgrass and pull up, but don't you go back down. She cut you to smithereens. This is known as sawgrass flower. Out in the open country is where the sawgrass grows. When it rains, its flowers bloom, and I want to be there.
Kahayadli yo kantan pahi kushle idiwa Oki tayo ka koga impagala kitis jiwa Mama kogan kengi tabano mi Pahi kushle yogi ka mongan kengi tabano me Pahi kushle idiga tamaya bi I close my eyes, I see you. I open my eyes, you're everywhere. The beauty of your domain brings us summers and the rain. Sawgrass flower, you're teasing me again. I've known you for some time. What you've done to me, it's a crime. You took my love, you stole my heart. All I do is think of you. Sawgrass flower, you're beautiful. Something about you irresistible. You make me so miserable. But sawgrass flower, I'm in love with you. I've seen you waltz through the Everglades, the redness in your hair. I've heard your voice in the wind saying, could we be just friends? Sawgrass flower, you're beautiful. Something about you irresistible. You make me so miserable. But sawgrass flower, I'm in love with you. He's rolled up in a cane pole in his hand. You know he's mad, but he's not sad, 'cause he lost that big one today. A day will come when he catches that one that somehow got away. He knows by now you never quit. You try and try again. And the world moves on as it turns. It never stops for anyone. Got to learn how to crawl before you want, then you run. Remember all those little things that you learn while you're young. Little boy grows to be a man, challenge is at hand. The going gets tough, life is rough, and he doesn't understand. The world he knew as a boy was never quite this way. Reality he faces now so cold and very cruel. And the world moves on as it turns. It never stops for anyone. You've got to learn how to crawl before you run. Then you run. Remember those little things that you learn while you're young. The years goes by, he wonders why his luck seemed to change. And there's no one to lend a hand when he's down in the drain. But isn't it strange how these things work out in the end? And all he's got to do is have faith and believe again. And the world moves on as it turns. It never stops for anyone. You've got to learn how to crawl before you walk, then you run. Remember all those little things that you learn while you're young. And the world moves on as it turns. It never stops for anyone. You've got to learn how to crawl before you walk, then you run. Remember all those little things that you learn while you're young. Remember all those little things that you learn while you're young.
I can still see that little Indian boy, little old fat one with his pants hanging down here. I think he was wearing like size 36, it looked like, and his butt was hanging out. Carrying that fishing pole. I love that song.
Big alligator, he's mysterious. Big alligator, he's amphibious. Big alligator, he's dangerous. But with a big alligator, you can be prosperous. I was raised in the swamp by my old grandpa. We ate turtle meat, a fish called gar. Grandpa told me about panthers and bears, but most of all, he told me to beware. But huddle butty chubby, not so nitchy guy. Huddle butty chubby, okin' kaywa. Huddle butty chubby, head no kajijiwa. Huddle butty chubby, he manjajiwa. As days of the summers grew longer and hot, Grandpa took me on my first gator hunt. We pushed through sawgrass and willow slough, where the big yellow dog and the dugout canoe. The dog started sniffing something in the air. Grandpa said, must be gator over there. Better grab your knife and some rope. And remember what I told you when you was a boy. But huddle butty chubby nakshu nitchki ga. Huddle butty chubby okin kewa. Hal pati chobi hin no kaji jiwa. Hal pati chobi hi manja jiwa. At the age of 12, I was sure of myself. I could catch alligator by myself. But my dog didn't know what my grandpa said. He jumped in the water by the gator's head. Hal pati chobi didn't even pause. My dog disappeared in the gator's jaws. I can still hear my grandpa saying, Hal pati chobi nakshu nichtika. Hal pati chobi okin kaywa. Hal pati chobi hino kaji jiwa. Hal pati chobi hi manja jiwa. Oh, hal pati chobi nakshu nichtika. Hal pati chobi okin kaywa. Hal pati chobi hino kaji jiwa. Hal pati chobi hi manja jiwa. Oh, hal pati chobi nakshu nichtika. Halpati chubi okin kaywa. Halpati chubi hin no kaji jiwa. Halpati chubi hi manja jiwa. Many years later, I remember that day, how that big bull gator swallowed my dog. Scars and pain haunts my life, but I've learned to live and I learned to survive with halpati chubi naksu nitschki ga. Hal pati chubi okin kaywa. Hal pati chubi hino kaji jiwa. Hal pati chubi hi manja jiwa. Oh, hal pati chubi nakshu nitschki ga. Hal pati chubi okin kaywa. Hal pati chubi hino kaji jiwa. Hal pati chubi hi manja jiwa. Hal pati chubi. Hal pati chubi. Hal pati chubi. Hal pati chubi. A white-tailed buck makes a run for the trees. He leaps over logs and sopper's knee. A little ways in, he stops and looks back. He's got fine 10-point rack, yeah. Now you can't be too sure what's walking out there. It may be a coon or a big old bear. Or it may be something that hunts you down. Whatever it is, you don't stick around. No, sir, not out here in the swamp. Now a deer can hear and see real good. And he saw something move by the edge of the wood. So he lifts his head up, sniffs the air. Sure enough, a panther's out there. Wow. Now a panther is cunning, he knows he will. Catch his prey and make his kill. So he's crawling way down low and taking his time. Fresh meat gonna be just fine. The buck better run, but as you stands there, the panther leaps and he slides through the air. Claws ready to get some hide. But the buck, he jumps aside, yeah. Now the buck starts to run and the panther tries to catch. The cat soon finds that he's outmatched. But the deer is lucky and runs away. But the panther, he'll have his day, yeah. That's the way it is. That's the way they live out there. That's the way they survive. Yeah. That's the ways of the Everglades. Yeah. That's the way they survive. That's the way they live and die. That's the ways of the Glades. That's the ways of the Everglades. I was the only one in my family for about 9 years. Woo! We live way out in the swamp. And if we were going to see anybody, it seemed like it was days. And there's a little legend that we have that says if a woodpecker, a little red-headed one, just happens to fly by real close and go, you might have a visitor. Boy, I used to run up that canal bank, look down that old pathway. I want to know who's coming to see me, man, and if they do, I hope they got some kids or something. Nobody, you know. I'll come back to my grandma and say, Grandma, I thought you said it had visitors. But he doesn't really tell you if it's going to be a human being, a skunk, or a scorpion. But anyway, so when he does make something, I kind of look around and make sure there's no rattlesnake laying beside me. The woodpecker is called Chucky. Right. Chucky. And years down the line, I'd be looking for somebody to play with, and I would say, oh, please sing me a song so at least I can wish for somebody to come visit me. Chunchucky, chunchucky, chunchuckoze, chaluka chin, ongak she, chunchuckoze. Chunchuckoze, chunchuckoze.
Chanchakote, Chanchakote, Ongoshka Chikmotate, Enyiwa Ingamangekta. Hakan, let's go, Ingamangekta. Hakan, let's go. I bet you never knew what a woodpecker do. He do peck wood, but if he should sing you a song, someone's coming along to visit you. Oh yes, he do. Chanchaki chanchaki chanchakote, chilukatin ongukshe chanchakote. Chanchakote, chanchakote, ongukshe. Oh, chanchaki. I was talking about the place where we had survived out there. And the funny thing was, back in the 1800s, you know, and coming up into the 1900s, we had people running away from the Civil War. Outlaws, murderers, Indians, thieving marauders, all trying to hide from something, escaping from something. They all came down to a place called like Everglades City in Chokoloskee. You know that place? Anybody know Chokoloskee? I love that place. My grandma and grandpa was born out there, and somewhere I was conceived out of that bunch and came on up. But anyway, all kind of men have gone over to Chokoloskee. Means old house. They all try to do something like digging up the oysters. And you see big mounds of it. They say the old-timers did it, like the old Calusas. And then us newcomers came down, and we've all tried to do something to it, but that high tide came in, washed them away. But the old man keeps coming back, and the high tide will change it again. And I wrote a song just recently, and hopefully I can go through it, but it's called High Tide. So this is High Tide. A pelican flies above the wave. An osprey dives and gets himself a big one. A manatee slides on by with her baby by her side. It's high tide at Chokoloskee. A Seminole family on their way, pushing dugouts across the shallow bay. Smallwood's store is straight ahead. Elot, let's go! He will say it's high tide at Chokoloskee. It's a land where man has tried to tame, but all in vain. 10,000 islands mystery brings him back again. But he'll be gone someday, washed away by the high tide at Chokoloskee. Thank you.
fishing boats row gently. In the cool early morning breeze, all blonde men of Viking sea, all preparing to go to sea. It's high tide at Yukaluski. A mangrove sprouts on an oyster bar, blessed by the sun, the wind, the moon, and the stars. The cycle of life starts over again. It's probably how it all began. At high tide at Yukaluski, it's a land where man has tried to tame, not all in vain. 10,000 islands, mystery brings him back again. But he'll be gone someday, washed away by the high tide at Yukaluski. High at Yukaluski. Yukaluski.
Somebody said up on the stage one time, the more you try to go forward, the more backwards you get. You remember that saying? I love that. On the Seminole Indian Reservation, the Indians have gone through some sort of a little warfare with the United States and all kind of people that try to come down here. And we lost a lot of our language, but we are maintaining a certain amount of our language that we can jibber-jabber on, and you will never understand what we're saying. It's got a little, it's almost like Creole, because we got Spanish in it and a little French in it and British and a lot of white man language in it. And so we try to hang on to what little threads we've got. And I was reading not too long ago, a lady by the name of Pat Wickman wrote a story about Osceola, and I never really thought too much of Osceola. I know he was some sort of mixed breed up here, but he became some sort of famous guy, and so that's how much I knew of him. And my grandma would say, hey, Osceola. I said, okay, Osceola. Then I read the book, and it brought me a little closer to him. But he made a quote one time back in 1830s or 20s or something like that. He was complaining to somebody. He says, you know, we have lost a lot of our ways. And I'm wondering if that's what he was saying, and what the heck do we have now? But anyway, today we're surviving with what we've got. We still have our green corn dances and all that kind of stuff, and keeps us in trouble once in a while. And we still eat endangered species. So put us in jail. But we have a song for you called Always Will Survive, and as I was writing it, it reminded me of you, me, everybody. It's called Always Will Survive, and it's my last song. I hope you'll enjoy it. When my grandpa was a boy, his father told him, son, never trust a man who speaks with a forked tongue. He will smile, shake your hand, he will lie and take your land. He is one you'll never understand. As my grandpa grew older, his woman gave a son. He taught his boy everything each day to setting sun. How to hunt and kill the deer, how to tell when winter's near, how to keep his mind free and clear. In this world of cutting edge, breakthrough technology, Daddy always find the time to tell these things to me, that a man should always be in touch with reality, never lose his identity.
with microchip computers and supersonic speed, and all the newest miracle that man can yet achieve. I'll pass on what I've been told of the days of long ago, so the old ways will serve. Now they call my dad an apple. He's red but white inside. They claimed he's changed to the modern ways, 'cause he wears a coat and tie. But he holds his head up high, walks with dignity and pride, 'cause he knows the ways will survive. With microchip computer and supersonic speed, and all the newest miracle that man can yet achieve, I'll pass on what I've been told of the days of long ago, so the old ways will survive. Always will survive.
I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Jim, Billy, and Trade Winds. Worth the wait, wasn't it? All right. Well, folks, you can see them back here at the amphitheater stage tomorrow night. And come on back. And thanks for sticking around this evening. Good night. See you tomorrow.